the first rapper with the iPhone.
No! No!
This is America, and if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
I wasn't rich my whole life. I didn't grow up on TV. I went to public school. I really shot niggas. I really sold dope. Y'all don't know nothing about me.
It's a knife.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
You want I should treat him like white folks?
No. That's not what I said.
Then I don't know what you want, me, daddy.
Yes, that was Breathe in the Air by Pink Floyd. I'll never forget the first time I heard that song. I was at my nigga Big Jordan's house. And I want to say it might have been our junior or senior year, something like that. We went over to his house. I'm pretty sure my nigga Bogan was there too. We ended up each popping a hydrocodone, and we smoked a blunt and played Madden for a little bit before we went to, I'm pretty sure we were playing Dunbar. It might have been our senior year because I want to say my nigga Dez was on varsity at that point. Yeah, I never forget listening to that song for the first time on a hydrocodone and smoking a blunt, 17, 18 years old. And it always stuck with me. Rest in peace to Big Jordan, though. It's crazy. He passed away a couple of years ago. I actually saw him the day right before he died. I hadn't seen him in a minute, and I was driving through Como, and I was passing the Bluebird, and someone told me to turn around and go see if the nigga Jordan was at home. Yeah, so I knocked on his door. We had got to talking about getting our daughters together and everything like that for a play date, and I woke up the next day to the news that he had he passed away. Yeah. Then at his funeral, so Big Jordan was a big nigga, and I know Big Jordan, like I knew him, so I know he wouldn't mind these jokes to be cracking, because I'm pretty sure this nigga would have been making the same jokes. But Big Jordan was a big nigga, and they almost dropped his big heavy ass coming out of the for his funeral while they was carrying him. They almost dropped the casket. It was kind of set up funky anyways, the steps coming out, but him being a big heavy nigga, that also didn't help out either. I remember they almost dropped him, and everybody just let out a gasp. And I was trying so fucking hard to hold my laugh in. And I don't think I ever talked about it until now. Like, even until with, the niggas that was at the funeral with me. Just because I didn't want to feel like I was being disrespectful. But, again, if you know Big Jordan, you know what type of jokes this nigga had for everybody. So I'm sure, you know, wherever he's at resting, I'm sure he doesn't mind. Yeah, I don't have my laptop in front of me today. I, you know, just coming straight off the dome. I guess a lot of what I said last podcast ruffled some feathers, and you know, I'm not sorry or anything. You know, it's, I don't feel like you should take anything that I say serious. You know, this is for entertainment purposes only. You know, don't take any, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, I got kicked out of the Navy for smoking weed and selling Xanax. So, you know, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, don't ever listen to anything I have to say and take that for, take it for the word or anything like that. Cause that is not the case. I don't know. You know, there's, on that song, it goes, you know, the ending line where I ended the song at, it says, don't be afraid to care. And, that's been one of my favorite lines for the longest time, because I wrestle with the idea of it being, you know, of being scared to care versus, being sensible, not to care. I don't know. This is kind of personal, but so I have this, governor, like the self-governor in my mind. And it's really been present, my whole life. It really came to, like, where I vividly remember I shouldn't be thinking like this, but you know, it was, I for whatever reason, my whole life I was always scared of being murdered. I don't know if it's, you know, just being the product of my environment, you know, watching America's Most Wanted, always watching the news, you know, when I was a kid, because, you know, my mom and my, you know, when my grandma was watching me, they would always have that shit on. And so I don't know why, but I was always scared as a kid of being killed, you know, and so there was always, now I know, but there was always this little voice in my head that was like, you know, this could end now. And it really became super prevalent whenever my cousin Aaron was actually killed. From that day, it's always been hard for me to enjoy shit, because in the back of my mind, you know, that voice that was kind of already there, like, now it was amplified, you know, now I can actually hear it. And it would be to where I would be like just chilling with my, you know, just chilling with my niggas, you know, we'd be skipping school, playing Guitar Hero, or even go skip school to go, you know, play dominoes, you know, with my dad. And you know, we could just be in the middle of laughs, and in the middle of it, you know, that voice would come out, and, you know, it's like this could be taken away. And I know, like, Marcus Aurelius, like, you know, and the Stoics would be like, well, that's great to use because, you know, it'll help you seize the day, right? It'll help you, like, live the day. And sometimes it does, man, but sometimes it doesn't, you know. Sometimes it like sometimes that voice like will fuck up my whole day, you know what I mean? You know, and especially with having kids, you know, man, there's times when we're laughing, playing, and, yeah, this is gay as fuck. I feel like I'm getting too fucking emotional. But, you know, there'll be times where, like, we're laughing and playing, and that voice, boom, just out of nowhere. It's like, yeah, man, I don't know. So I don't know if it's being scared to care. Because as humans, you know, there's, you know, we are living to die. You know what I mean? This, whatever this is, it doesn't go on forever. Whatever version of this is, it, you know, it doesn't go on forever. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm, you know, if it's me being scared to care. And, I'm not saying, like, I don't care about my kids, because obviously I do. But, you know, like, it's fucked up that, like, a part of me has to, I don't, like, I have to hold reserves, like, that could be taken away from me. You know what I mean? And I have to tell them sometimes, and it's hard because, you know, they're only fucking 10 and 6. And I have to tell them sometimes, like, yo, like, you know, I could be taken away from them. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's too fucking morbid to put on, you know, kids that age right now, but it is the truth. You know, and I would rather them be more prepared for it than, because it's already going to be blindsiding, but, you know, but like to be more, you know, to be more prepared, you know what I mean? Like if you're going into a fight, you know, you're going to get hit, right? You know what I mean? But you know, if you're just standing around and, you know, somebody sucker punches you, you know what I mean? Like, you get hit, you know, you're liable to get dropped because you're not expecting it, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you go into a fight, your body's more prepared, you know what I mean? Because you pretty much know what you're going head on towards. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's, yeah, that was way too fucking deep. But it was honestly how I was, you know, it's how I've been feeling for whatever reason these past couple of days. And these past couple of days have been fucking great for me. You know what I mean? And, like, there's, like, literally, I mean, there's shit to complain about, but there's nothing really to complain about. You know what I mean? Like, we're, you know what I mean? My kids are good. I'm good, you know. No health scares or anything like that. Yeah, I don't know. Like the, that self-governor is like, that voice is becoming, present again. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a sad fuck. I don't know. I have no idea. They wanted to make my nigga Kyrie apologize. And he ended up bending the knee on Instagram. That was super fucking disappointing. I just found out Adidas was created by a Nazi. I don't have my laptop in front of me. So let me go to my notes. Yo, my notes are fucking crazy. My daughter had my phone And I write notes, you know, I write my, you know, my comedy bits in my notes, and I write them, I just write like the premise of it. And, you know, my daughter, my daughter asked to use my phone, and I think I was in the middle of writing a bit and not thinking I gave it to her. And then I had to hurry up and snatch it, because I don't, like, one of my notes just says, a serial rapist who can't get hard. and part of that is from my it's from my own issues with I don't want to get into it, because I do have a bit about it that I do on comedy, and I'm not a rapist, so that's not it. You know, if you're taking guesses of what the fuck I'm talking about, so I'm not a rapist, but you know, it's, again, you know, this is crazy, because, you know, that being afraid to care, you know what I mean, or me thinking that it just makes sense to not care about certain shit, because unfortunately it doesn't fucking matter, you know what I mean, like, we all end up gone, you know what I mean, we all end up not walking this earth as we are, you know, right now at some point in life. You know, that being like, that ties into like everything in my life, like even with you know, even with relationships, you know what I mean, it's fucking it's hard. It's hard, especially for somebody like me, right? Because I'm what you consider a lover boy, you know. I used to, you know, fuck around and, you know, wanted to have as many women as possible. But deep down, I've always been a lover boy. But I've also been like super fucking picky. And anybody that knows me knows that, like, I am super fucking picky. Like, I remember one time in middle school, this girl came up to me and she was like, "Hey, this girl, she's like, she thinks you're like really, really cute and wants to hook up with you." Or not hook up, but, you know, like, you know, wants to date or whatever. And she was cute and everything, but I just remembered I never liked her personality. And so I was just like, "Nah, I'm good." And the girl was like, "Yo, what, like, what the fuck? Like, what are you, gay or something?" And like all my homeboys was like, "Yo, like, she's bad. Like, what are you doing?" And but I've been like that, you know. So to be super fucking picky, and to, you know, just be honest, to have two kids by a you know, by a woman whom I love. So whatever I'm about to say is gonna sound fucked up, but I do love her, because she gave me two beautiful children. You know what I mean? And like, that is like, man, without them, shit, I would have done some shit that would have already got me killed, got me back in jail, or where I just would have ended up, you know, taking my own life at some point. But you know, that's, again, too fucking dark. But like, so again, I love her for, you know, she's a good mom, and she gave me two blessings that I did not deserve, like, whatsoever, you know what I mean, and my kids. But, you know, to be, so, again, I've always been picky, But there's been times when I've let, I don't know, like where I've gotten, you know, where I've just gotten beside myself, and I made like very poor judgment. And, you know, so to, you know, to have two kids by a woman who I knew, like, you know, whenever we at first, like this wasn't it. Like, I felt that feeling twice before with two women where I was like, nah, like, I really like this girl. You know what I mean? And, you know, just it, as fucked up as it sounds, it wasn't that way with, you know, with my kid's mom right now. And, you know, it's again, it's fucked up, but it's fucked up to say, but it's the truth. You know what I mean? And just as much as I love, you know what I mean? And just like me loving my kids is the truth. You know what I mean? It is the truth. You know what I mean? It is real. And so, you know, so to be super picky and then, you know, you find yourself making, because you have kids, you know what I mean? And especially me, you know, I always wanted to be around my kids, like my kids, no matter what, you know what I mean? You know, my biological father, was never in the picture, you know, you know, like when Drake said, my dad still got child support from 1991. Like, that's, I was born in 91. And I don't think my biological father ever sent child support. You know, so he was never in the picture. And, you know, but thank God for my dad, you know what I mean? Who saw my mom, you know, as a single woman with a kid, you know what I mean? Which, you know, and let alone, like, raising, like, pretty much he raised me until I was 18 years old. You know, but even that, as soon as I left to the Navy, you know, when I was 18, I left like a month and like 10 days after I turned 18, you know, to the Navy for boot camp. And, you know, I got a letter like my second or third week in boot camp from my mom. And it was like, hey, like, your dad left, you know what I mean? And, this is before I had kids. And, you know, and from that day on, like, me and his relationship was like, it was like it was non-existent. You know, so I say all that to say that, you know, like, anytime a father figure, like, left a relationship, like, in just my experience was every time a fucking, like, a father figure left, you know, like, the relationship with, like, the children was like it never happened. So for the longest part, I used to think that shit was like, I thought from my biological father, like, that shit was like breaded in me, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that was in my blood. So it was a reason why I stuck in a relationship, you know, where I probably should have got out like a long time ago. You know, but it was for like, it was for the kids, you know what I mean? Like, so again, you know, you go from being super picky to making compromises, you know what I mean? To, because you think, like, I don't know why, like, why I thought that way, because I would never allow myself to do it. But I guess since I've never seen it, that doubt was always there. So we, yeah, you know, you go from being super picky, and I keep saying it, but, you know, I don't know, it's just, it's almost intimidating when you meet that person that you feel like, nah, this might be the one. And you know, it's intimidating when in the heat of the moment, like, your first thoughts are, you're gonna fuck this up, or this is gonna get fucked up. And you know, like, those feelings are gonna end up coming back and biting you in your ass, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's where I was supposed to look up a fucking note. But yeah, that's where, like, the serial, you know what I mean, but yeah, that's the, you know, that's it, you know what I mean? It's intimidating when you're like, again, when you've only ever felt this way twice about somebody, like two times with like two different women, to where it was like, nah, this one is like, it's something different, you know what I mean? And to where you're like, you know, you're like, I don't know, like, when it's there and like the opportunity for it to be real is there. But yeah, like, it's intimidating to, like, I think it is being, you know, I'm convincing myself now that I think it is being scared to care, because it's like, I don't know, like, just being scared to have those, you know, those feelings come back and biting you, and biting me in the ass is, man, it's a daunting task, to say the least. I keep trying to justify why I had a serial rapist who can't get hard in my notes. Oh yeah, and it's like that. I have one where it says Chris Watts family, LOL. Like, if you know who Chris Watts is, you know what I mean. Like, it's, I don't know. It's fucking, I know what I was thinking, but if you just like got my phone and read my notes, you would think I'm a fucking madman. You would think I'm fucking you would think I'm on the break of like suicide. I'm not, you know what I mean? I know everything I've been saying sounds dark as fuck, but I'm not. I'm in a good, you know, where it's good, you know what I mean? But that's what makes, to me, that's what makes it funny, you know what I mean? Like, when, you know, whenever you're able to, you know, play out like dark thoughts and, you know, try to put a funny twist in it. Oh yeah, I was supposed to be saying Adidas. I don't even know if I looked up the guy's name, but I do know Adidas was started by a Nazi, and somehow they found it fitting to drop Ye from the brand. And it's like, why not drop yourselves? What else? I saw a guy in a red Jeep the other day. The Jeep was clean as fuck, not gonna lie. If I had to categorize the dude, no homo, this is gay, but I would say he would be a handsome guy, objectively. But his license plate had Zaddy on it with 3 Z's. And I was like, yo, like, I was like, okay, like, he is gay. Like, that's what it is. Like, he just is a gay, handsome dude who has a nice red Jeep. Because there is no way in hell any straight man has the license plate Zaddy willingly with 3 Z's. That was the gayest thing I saw last week. I tried to take a picture of it, but we were driving and I was smoking, allegedly. I was smoking. We weren't even driving. We were parked. I just wasn't able to take a picture of it. But I swear to God, I wish I could have, because I was going to make that the cover art to the episode. So that was the gayest thing I saw last week. Other than watching House of Dragon when the two dudes were together, because that is literally gay, but that's art, so yeah, that was the gayest thing I saw. I'm gonna make this a segment, gayest thing I saw last week. So that was the gayest thing I saw last week. What else? I started going back to jiu-jitsu. I haven't been as active as I wanted to be in it. But it's hard, man. Like, because, again, that self-govern, like, along with the self-governor saying, like, this could be, like, taken away, it's, you know, there's also, like, the one that says I'm never doing enough, you know? And so, I don't know. For something like my body, like my mind won't let me justify training constantly at jiu-jitsu, even though like I need it, you know, like the body needs it, you know. I'll still work out every week, you know, every day, but like my mind won't just like, well, why are you going to go take an hour and a half out of your day to go do jiu-jitsu when you can work out like extremely hard, doing Tabata sets for 45 minutes, you know, then you'll be able to get back to the grind, whatever the fuck I was doing, to make money. And I don't know, man. I don't. It's not healthy. It's not a healthy way of thinking. I know this. I'm trying to get better. You know what I mean, at it. And you know, to me, just admitting it kind of help clears the way. But yeah, you know, funny thing with jiu-jitsu is, and I'm actually have a bit about this in, but like, you know. You know, with jiu-jitsu, like, you want to try the moves in a real life street fight. Like, you know, obviously, like, when you're practicing jiu-jitsu, when you're rolling with people, like, you know, like, especially because, like, if you've ever been into a fight before and never been on, like, you know, like, you know where you're going to get hit at doing jiu-jitsu, you know what I mean? And so, like, I always want to try it in a real street fight. You know what I mean? To see if it works. But, you know, niggas out here nowadays, they're fucking, like, you know, like, they're, like, so quick to, like, you can't even get a fight no more, like, because they're just going to shoot you. You know what I mean? I remember at one point, I was like, man, maybe I, like, you know, so I would, like, try it with, like, my, you know, I would, like, try it with my son, you know what I mean? Like, I would, like, you know, I would tell him, like, hey, let's play fight, you know what I mean? And he doesn't hold back his punches, and I tell him he can hit me in my face, you know what I mean? So I'll do that, you know, practicing. But, you know, there's only so many times you could, you know, put your fucking son in a triangle choke with, you know, his face next to your nuts. So we're just like, all right, bro, like, I could only do this on another grown person. This doesn't feel right. So I was like, man, you know, I should just go down, you know, to the homeless, you know, to, like, you know, on Lancaster, to where all the homeless are. Yeah, you know, I could pretty much just find somebody, you know, just walk behind them and, like, you know, call him a pussy for like five, like, until he decides to turn around and swing on me. You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, perfect. Like, you know, then I could actually try jiu-jitsu in real life. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that, but it's just something I think about. Like, yeah, just go practice jiu-jitsu on the homeless, and that way you can see what works in a real fight or not. What else, man? There is I don't know. YouTube Shorts. I don't. YouTube Shorts was showing me kids dancing. Like kids, bro. Like little kids dancing. And I'm like, man, I have my age on it, so that way, you know what I mean, I'm able to watch, you know what I mean, like, you know, shit that you need to be 18 and up to watch. But it's like, why the fuck, like, it was to the point, it was bad enough to where, like, I was hitting the three little dots and be like, yo, like, I find this inappropriate. Like, I had to send them niggas an email. Like, I legitimately emailed YouTube to be like, yo, like, why are we showing kids dancing to, like, to the, I'm looking for, that song, which is crazy that niggas even know, because, like, that shit, that was a song back in the, but, like, it's fucking crazy that they're dancing to that song. And YouTube Shorts is, like, showing that shit around. Like, that's a fucking problem. Like, that, like, all that shit is, like, a problem. Like, thank God I'm not a fucking pedophile. You know what I mean? But, I mean, but for fuck's sake, like, you know what I mean? Like, there has to be a pedophile scrolling through YouTube Shorts that is, like, getting their rocks off daily because of that shit. Like, I don't know. It's fucking... And again, I'm for doing whatever the fuck you want to do. Again, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, your body, your, you know what I mean? Your whatever. Oh, what? I don't know. I'm not going to say that. You know what I mean? So I'm for you doing whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? But... You know, if y'all are okay with, you know, YouTube, like, social media and shit, since, like, man, like, if you're over the age of 18, I feel like YouTube should be able to, should be able to not show you fucking children dancing to, like, in provocative ways to music where, like, a dude is like looking for like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't fucking know anymore. I don't know. Like, that's the shit we should. That's the shit we shouldn't be worried about. The fucking Jews. That's the shit we should be worried about. Fucking kids getting a hold of social media and doing these fucking crazy ass like dance trends that you know, like their favorite influencers. It's nuts. I had to email them, and to their credit, since I've sent the email and complain on like 10 videos, I haven't seen one come through yet. So kudos to them. Maybe I'll change the fucking world, who knows. But yeah, I'm so fucking happy I'm not seeing them anymore. Man, this fucking podcast is shit. It's shit because I feel like coming in here and sharing your thoughts is gay. This is gay, right? Like, me coming in here and just expressing myself. It is gay. And but you know, as gay as it is, it does help. It helps me out. I don't know, because I feel like nobody should listen to this shit, because it's just my thoughts. But it helps. It literally helps get them out of my head and into the void. And I don't know. It's therapeutic. to say the least. Yeah, I don't know. And it also sucks because the girl that I like, who, you know, is one of those two that I was talking about earlier, she decided to listen. I hope she, I don't know. I wish she didn't. I never even thought she would. And it was crazy when she messaged me that she was listening. And my fucking heart sank. Because I was like, oh my God. Like, you probably already have to think. Like, you probably already think some way about me. But, you know. Just because of the shit. You know what I mean? But, you know. And then to hear this shit. You're like, you probably like, so long. Oh my God, yeah. But yeah, now so you're here. I don't know. Here I don't know what the fuck you see. And I see, because I don't know what it means. Yeah. But it's cool, you know what I mean? It was dreams come true. That actually made the day when she told me that she. And then my daughter listened, and again, I was fucking even more horrified. I was like, oh my fucking God. I was like, and no one, you do not need it. I was like, because all you can make it alive. Yeah, she thought that the intro. It's been so long. She thought it was funny. She doesn't know. Since someone could make me cry. And I wonder if you know what it means to laugh as tears go by.